Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to the 12-Hour Radio Show. My name is David Bublitz. It's Bootleg from Booker T and the MGs. That makes it the Monday edition of the 12-Hour Show. It's Monday, June the 6th of 2016, as I get all my stuff lined up here. Put things together kind of frantically, as it's not really ever a surprise for those of you who listen to the show at any length. It's episode number 133. Just two shows remaining in the daily edition of the $12 show today and tomorrow, 133 down and one to go for a total of 144. Don't worry, we'll talk about things coming back here in the future, just probably in a different form. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. It's 10:02, I should tell you. There is no guest in the studio for these last two shows, but if you'd like to and you're tuned into the show right now, you can call in to the studio at 646-564-9650 here to the Ramblewood Studios in the choice city of Fort Collins. Just a stone's throw from the foothills is where I'm at, and on the northwest end of City Park, not too far from the golf course. Things are looking beautiful here today in northern Colorado. Hopefully, wherever you are, it's more of the same. Nice, really, actually, very nice sunny day outside. No activity in the dog park to report. Things are very quiet out there. People are apparently at work, busy, plans, things to do. That's right. Today's Monday. Okay, yeah, that's always good. That's how you know you're talking about somebody who either has diminished mental capacity or they're just that busy. I'll pretend I'm that busy. Oh, it's Monday. Yeah. Hope that you guys had a good weekend. I did. As per usual, pretty quiet. Cut a couple of films on HBO. Caught a little bit of baseball. Caught a miracle in the offing, watching baseball, watching my Colorado Rockies, who seem to be in the middle of a mad race to see if they can spiral to last place as quickly as they possibly can in the NL West. But they put that off for at least a little bit. They went ahead and pulled one off yesterday on the road in San Diego at Petco Park. Should be an interesting week today. As I said, there is just the show today and the show tomorrow. The subscription then is up So for financial considerations, the show will be taking a sabbatical, an unspecified, but kind of non-specified specified. I would imagine that we should be back, I should be back here doing the show by, I'm going to say July, August. It's going to be back on the air in the summer sometime. It just, it won't be a daily show anymore. It'll be a weekly program. I'm hoping, I'm planning on a Sunday night show, probably about 7 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. So if you find yourself, you're barbecuing, you want to turn that on in the background, or if you're just playing on your computer on the end of your weekend, and of course you can most definitely listen to it archived the rest of the week. But the plan being, by doing it Sunday, get some more comic guests in here, stand-up comedian guests, as was the plan. Play some stand-up comedy clips again, which was part of the original plan, and somehow or another, figure out how to drag you. There are faithful listeners. I look at the numbers here every day of people who listen to the show, so I know you're out there. You're just shy. Shy, or you listen to it after the fact, but we'll get you to call in here somehow or another. What was I going to say? So anyway, this week should be fun for me. Tonight, going to try and get out of the house. Actually, today, as soon as I'm done with this, they've been trying to do a story on mental health and comedy, and I've been talking about this for a while. Mental health and comedy with public radio. And when you think of mental health and comedy, that's a, you know, it's not a short list, but I'm definitely on it. How is your career coming back after your bout with mental illness? And the story idea came up about a year ago, and I've a little humbled now. It's taken a year for things for a lot of different reasons. The reporter's schedule, and me just being a general flake, but it's taken about a year. But I'm hoping there's more progress that has occurred than I'm giving myself credit for. Finally got back on stage here. What was it, about 2 weeks ago? Pretty cool place down in Denver with my friend James R. Zingelman. I was talking about that before, the 100 years of comedy. They get about 4 or 5 people with at least 20 years of stand-up comedy experience. Not really for any other reason, except it seems to be a great meet and greet and mixer for comics that are over 40 or 50. It was kind of like a class reunion of sorts to get together with people that I hadn't seen in a while. So that was back in the 14th of May. So this is a little while back. The following Tuesday, the 17th, I mentioned that I had, I like to call it a mental health break, but we'll just go ahead and call it a break from reality. I took I'm already retired, more than technically. I'm on disability. So saying I took time away is kind of redundant, but just strictly watch baseball, go to movies, take walks in the park, get, remove whatever stress, remind myself things aren't really quite that, quite as difficult as I paint them to be. Took a couple of weeks off and then have gotten back here on the plan. So I got back on stage, long way of saying all of this stuff. I got back on stage here this last Wednesday at the Yum Yums. And it's not a big deal, but it made me smile. It's an open mic comedy competition that they have at Yum Yum's one Wednesday out of the month, every Wednesday each week. And then eventually they collect the weekly winners, and at the end of the month, we compete for $100. Now, $100 doesn't sound like a lot, but who couldn't use – no one's going to turn down an extra $100. So it was kind of cool to win the week last Wednesday and be in the finals coming up on the – I guess it's going to be June the 25th. So between now and then, some stuff going on. Get back out and hit the open mics, as I've been saying. Doing comedy, if you should be tuning in for the first time here. Been doing comedy for a very long time. My name, if I didn't mention, hi, my name is Dave. I'm Dave Bublitz here, $12 radio show. I'm such a spaz. Where am I going with this? So this week, you know, get back on, do the open mics, and they've got several, and I intend to hit as many as I can. Tonight is at Hody's, so I've got my interview with Public Radio. As soon as the radio broadcast is finished, talk to her on the phone briefly to move this forward, and then later on today have a little. I know, it's a very personalized program today. Today, late lunch, early dinner with my brother Ken. Ken's the one in the family that turned out well, and I'm the one, I'm not. So we'll just leave it at that if we can. But anyway, get together with him late afternoon, and then tonight it's the perfect segue because we're going to meet for lunch downtown. Lunch. Late lunch, early dinner. Going to go to Hody's tonight, do their open mic. All in plans and preparations to do the comedy competition up here in Fort Collins at the Boot Grill, full-time comedy club, Friday and Saturday every week. Plus, they do open mics and things like that as well, and competitions. And they've also got the grill and all the other activities that go on there. But I'm going to be there tomorrow night, so it'll be nice to see the gang that puts that together. Quite the successful young man, Mr. David Rodriguez, and the rest of the very talented crew, Mallory Wallace and Kyle Pogue, get out there to do the contest tomorrow. And then today and tomorrow, and that's it. I shouldn't say that's it, you know. In general, because Saturday I'll be headlining at a place called Ricky B's Comedy Club in Windsor. I'll still be doing all this cool comedy that I've been talking about is still going to be going on. There's still going to be four or five open mic nights going on here in Fort Collins every week. There's still the Boot. There's still showcase rooms. There's still the Comedy Works. Everything is going on. I'm the one taking the sabbatical. But Ricky B's, my own stuff in particular, will still be going on second Saturday of each month. So it's coming up this Saturday, will that be the 11th? And then it'll be back again on the, I don't have my calendar in front of me. But it'll be back the second Saturday in January. And then... a few other shows that I'm doing that I don't need to go into all the details on, but there's also a regular monthly comedy show coming to Loveland, Colorado, just down the road from Fort Collins here, the third Friday of each month. Second Saturday in Windsor, third Friday in Loveland. Second Saturday in Windsor, third Friday in Loveland. Hopefully, kids, I've gotten that right. That's why I keep reminding you that though there's no guest in the studio, please join me, save me from myself, dial me up if you can, if you're there right now. 646-564-5650. After all that, I'd like to say it's supposed to be a compressed version of the $12 show, because my radio interview comes up here with KUNC Public Radio in about 45 minutes. So I'd like to say it's a compressed version, but we're not moving along at that pace, are we? I hope things are well with you. I hope you get a chance to get out and see some comedy, because as I've said repeatedly, the show is supposed to be about comedy. Four open mics, a regular comedy club here in town. Two of them done in Denver if you want to make the drive to see a slightly bigger show and a very cool comedy scene. So, enough on that for now. Okay, what else is going on? The big hurrah, one last hurrah for Bernie Sanders, I guess. This should pretty much decide tomorrow if he's got any chance at all of pulling off a rabbit out of his hat and staying legitimately in the race, or if he's going to, he's going to stick it out and go to the convention. That seems to be all signs, but if he picks up enough delegates and votes along the way to walk in. You know, the more numbers, the more power, the more legitimate, the more attention that you're able to draw to yourself. But so California is the big prize tomorrow, and find out what happens with the rest of the last of the Super Tuesdays on June the 7th. A lot of this stuff here today that I'm talking about, right off the top of my head, which is not easy to do when you consider the top of my head, is because, as usual, I draw things up on my computer. I've got my separate pages to go to, but I usually scribble notes because I'm more of I'm an analog guy in a digital age. Nothing's written down. So bear with me. It's me trying to make sense out of my $100 computer here. Taking a peek here in let's go take a peek in Major League Baseball. Actually, the time right now is 10:17. Major League Baseball. Last night, I mentioned it before, the Rockies broke. I don't even know what their losing streak has been, but I think they've lost at least in the vicinity of 10 of their last 13, 14 games. So they've been on, you know, if not on an extended losing streak, they have been losing in an extended amount of games. As of late, started out real well. I have no idea what's going on down there. You know, I'm a big baseball guy, hardly the expert, but nobody's injured. They still have way too much talent. You know, they still have Carlos Gonzalez out in right, and he's a machine. You got Blackman in center, and he's as solid as they come and a base stealing threat. You've got still potentially a Gold Glove infield. You've got Rookie of the Year at short with Trevor Story, and Arenado at third is Golden Glove and Silver Slugger potential. LeMahieu has won a batting title at second. Reynolds is a formidable journeyman over at first, and young quality defensive catcher backing up a solid veteran. All the pieces are there. The pitching is been we'll say spotty at best. It's gone through periods where it's been great, fallen off the tracks. I think a lot of that just has to do with the fact that they're so ridiculously young. You know, the one pitcher for his next birthday would like a pony. I mean, he's that young. He'd like a bicycle. Okay, he's that. No, he's not. I'm just babbling incoherently. But Rockies won 10-3 over the Padres last night, 10-3. So that means it's Taco Day, four tacos for $2 at a participating Taco Bell the day after a game where they win seven runs plus. They did that yesterday, so the taco offer is good today. Today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, they are at Chavez Ravine. The Rockies will be playing the Los Angeles Dodgers at Dodger Stadium. Let's see if I got this right. Just terrible handwriting here. In the world of the NBA, the Golden State Warriors in Game 2 are now 2 in a row over the Cleveland Cavaliers. I have no reason not to like LeBron James, but it's just fun to see him get beat. Golden State, it seemed like they didn't even have a team for years, and we just expect them to win in Cleveland because they've got LeBron, so... I'm hoping it just goes to a hard-fought 6-7 game series eventually, but Golden State's up 2-0 right now after Game 2, and then Golden State will play Game 3. Again, that was the score last night, 110-77. Tonight they play again Game 3, and then I guess that's it. Right? There should be more information on the other. What am I saying? The other game. This is the championship. Yeah, that would be why there's not two other sets of games going on there, huh? Imagine that. You can't get much by me. As well, we're in the championship phase of the NHL. The Pittsburgh Penguins lead the series with the San Jose Sharks 2-1. Pittsburgh plays tonight, Game 4. The Penguins and the Sharks are going to be playing, I think, in Pittsburgh. I don't know what the stadium, the arena is called these days, but it's the Igloo. You know, for all intents and purposes, if you like hockey, it's the Igloo. And Thursday, again, Game 5 will be the
the Sharks and the Penguins matching up in Game Five. So it's all wrapping up right now with hockey and basketball, and kind of not quite that dead zone, but you got to be hooked on baseball at this point, because once this wraps up here in the next week with baseball, with basketball and hockey, you're not going to really see any significant. The football season itself, aside from training camp, which I can't watch. I'm not that much of a fan. But the regular season for the NFL doesn't start until, I want to say, the second week in September. So you guys can go ahead and get excited about that. Me here, actually, I'm going to go ahead here. It's 10:22. Ordinarily playing a tune here at the quarter hour break, a little bit past that. So let's just go ahead and dive in. This is Back in Black from AC/DC on a Monday morning, episode number 133. My name is Dave Bublitz, and this is your $12 radio show. Black
from ACDC, David Bublitz here on the 12 Dollar Radio Show with you on a Monday. Thanks for tuning in. It's 10:25. Still, I'd forgotten about that. I know they were talking and planning, and they'd booked venues, and they'd sold tickets for the upcoming ACDC tour with our good friend, Mr. Axl Rose, sitting in on the vocals. And I don't get that at all. AC/DC is such a specific sound. I can't imagine any other human duplicating that sound. Just like I don't think you could put in another vocalist and make Guns N' Roses work either. But the story is, after being in the shadows for a long time, Mr. Axl Rose is getting back out into the spotlight and headlining not one, headlining a side project, the AC/DC tour, but also some selected dates with Guns N' Roses. So it could be interesting. It could be good interesting. It could be bad interesting. I don't know, but it'll be interesting one way or the other. It's that slow time of the year with TV right now. So I'm trying to catch up on whatever sounds interesting. I mean, or look into whatever sounds interesting. I've been having fun watching Veep with Julia Louis-Dreyfus on HBO. I think it's a very funny show. It's in season 5, and it's got a great cast. It's got Gary Cole and every other name escaped my head as soon as I said that. But and Hugh Laurie from House is had a recurring character the last season and a half. But very funny stuff. Last week tonight, always enjoy seeing that with John Oliver. I say all this because I have HBO as part of my cable, and the only reason I have HBO as part of my cable is because, well, you have cable because no one wants to hook up an antenna. It's just those days are gone. That's from another era. And then so you get the cable, and then they decide to reward you or you know, give you a little bonus, make you feel better about life. The people at Comcast have given me Showtime and HBO for free. And I thought I would go ahead and make the confession. This is just kind of shocking. I've told you guys a lot about the inner workings of my mind. I have never seen an episode of Game of Thrones. And there are some people who that's the only reason that they have cable or any connection to television whatsoever is, watch it, whether it's through their laptop, their tablet, their smartphone, their television. You know, it's Game of Thrones. I've never seen it. It's been on 6 years, so it's on demand. Excuse me, with on demand. I know that I could go back and take a peek there and catch up. It would give me a project this summer, wouldn't it? 13 episodes a season, 6 seasons altogether, so 70, 80 some odd episodes all together. 78, I guess, is the math on that. I can actually do math. That's going to be something to do over the summer. Let's see here. In the world of entertainment, though, we'll go ahead and move over to the movies from the folks over there at the Internet Movie Database with Box Office Mojo. Taking a peek here at the box office. Not with all the big movies that have been out here thus far from last Christmas to the beginning of 2016 on in through the spring and into the early summer, things have kind of just dropped off right there. So let's see. Let's go ahead and take a peek here. It's what's at the top 10 at the United States box office this week, the North American box office. Number 10, Russell Crowe, Ryan Gosling, the new Shane Black film is called The Nice Guys. The John Favreau reimagination of the film, of the live action version of the film, The Jungle Book. Number 8, a movie that I know nothing about, which is always fun to say, so that means I should know more about this. Pop Star, Never Stop Stopping. Maybe one of our least impressive titles right there. Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising. I don't know if I'm that bored or if it's a good sign or a bad sign, but that's actually – I'm not a huge Seth Rogen fan.
or Zac Efron. Well, of course, I'm not a big Zac Efron fan. I'm a guy. So that wasn't, you know, oh man, I love those High School Musical movies. You know, no. But Neighbors 1 didn't really seem to have any interest. But for some reason, I'm curious. Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising might be one of those films to catch for $1.99 here at AMC here in town. Captain America: Civil War is at number 6, continuing to bring in big movies. Not as big of a film success as it looked to be, but The Angry Birds is at number 5. A movie that's not generated really any interest compared to what the first one had done, but it's number 4 with Alice Through the Looking Glass. Maya Wasikowska and Johnny Depp are back, but Tim Burton this time producing instead of directing. The dramatic romantic film doesn't look like it's too hilarious. It's called Me Before You. May I call it a chick flick without offending anybody? Well, all right. Well, we'll go ahead and do that. Me Before You is at number 3. Another movie where there were so many big superheroes out this year. There was Batman. There was Deadpool. There was Captain America: Civil War. There's more movies to come. Has not drawn anywhere near the interest as last time. X-Men: The Apocalypse at number 2. Part of it is because it's the all brand new cast, I think. But, you know, the other thing could be there has been, I was surprised to see this, 10 X-Men movies have been made in about the last 10, 12, 14 year period. So you never know. People might just be tired. I don't know. It might have. What's the word that they tend to use? Maybe oversaturation at this point. But the number one movie of the week, and again, looks like massively people are unexcited about this. I'm a kid at heart. Which is not good a secret if you've listened to the show. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: Out of the Shadows at number 1. It's a love-hate relationship. I want to see it. I mean, it's got like Laura Linney and Nick and what's his name? Arnett. Not Nick Arnett. Arnett. The guy from Saturday Night Live. And my brain is completely just left my anyway. It's got a very impressive comedy cast and very talented people, and Michael Bay is not directing this one, so all of these should be green lights to go out there and go see the film, but not as big of a hit as people were hoping for. So there you go. 10:32 right here at the 12 Devil Radio Show. I was going to tell you what's at the I guess I could tell you what's the lyric if I could figure out how to work my own board here. Lyric Cinema, I always like to tell you that if you're thinking about going out to see a film, you can't do much better than the lyric. Love and Friendship, the Jane Austen comedy film classic, is out in a new film with Kate Beckinsale. Love and Friendship, a very strange sounding art house independent movie called The Lobster. It's got John C. Reilly and Colin Farrell, and it's got an interesting cast. And it's that also is over at the Lyric Cafe, and a movie called A Bigger Splash, which I don't know a lot about, but all three of those right now are over at the Lyric Cinema Theater. So catch a film over there if you can. Still some interesting stuff that's opened up over at the $1.99 theater, the latest of which they still got the Batman Superman film over there. And they also opened up Zootopia, the big Disney blockbuster cartoon for the year over there for their opening weekend for under $2, not $1.99, not $2, not $3. It's under $2. It's $1.99. So I don't even have any idea how you could possibly turn that down. Let's take a peek here, see what's over at, the Holiday Twin Drive-In Theater. Unless you want to take your family out there and catch yourself a double feature, because that's the way to go right there if you're thinking about it, because it's such a great deal to go to there. Let's see, side one. Actually, this is a pretty good double feature if you've got kids. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: Out of the Shadow in a double feature with Angry Birds on side one. Side two, again, another good double feature is The Jungle Book, from Disney and X-Men Apocalypse. Tickets aren't really that are pretty affordable. They're $7 for ages 10 and up. It's a double feature of brand new movies. If you're ages 6 to 9, if you're a child, it's 5, and seniors are 5. And you can bring your dogs in. You can bring your cooler with your beverage in, which is good enough to begin with. But then you can also bring, of course, you bring your children in. There's no, of course, there'd be no rules about that. But you can bring, they're pet friendly as well. So it's a great way to. There's no babysitter in any way involved with any of this. So 10:35 here. Let's go ahead and take a quick peek here. We're going to go ahead and I got behind on the musical break here. It's just a couple of days left here on the $12 radio show. So I should play something specifically that I enjoy. I can do that. Let's say here, I've not played this song in a while. It was a big hit back in the 90s. I'm just killing time here until I find it. There we go. Santa Monica. From Everclear. It's a great song. I think you'll enjoy it. We'll play this during the break. We'll be back in a little bit for the final segment on the $12 radio show. Santa Monica from Everclear. My name is David Bublis, and this is the Monday Morning Edition, episode 133 of your $12 radio show. Song with a big finish, because it makes it real clear for me when to jump in. I need that kind of instruction, you know, if possible. It's 10:40 here on a Monday, episode 133 of the $12 radio show here on Blog Talk Radio. 133 episodes daily, Monday through Friday, you know, off and on, give or take. We, you know, it hasn't been daily, but that was been the idea. But 133 episodes in the can that are all finished. Wrap up today, and then tomorrow, one left makes it 134. So thanks for having been here along for the run. And again, I'm telling you, more than likely, and I'll keep you updated, mid-July, at the very latest, the beginning of August, should be the next incarnation of this show. It could very well be a daily thing, but I'm leaning more towards a Sunday night program, because then that way, make it a little bit more special. Take 5 days worth of information, cram it into one, you know, get some other voices in here into the show. What was I doing in here? I was still looking at the rest of the at the box office mojo, taking a look at some of the films that were here towards the past the top 10. Love and Friendship, which looks like it could be a lot of fun. Jane Austen, Money Monster. I don't know what it was. There was something about that film. It just generated no interest. And there was a time where you take a film with George Clooney and Julia Roberts, and that should have been just a license to print tickets, I guess. More independent films here moving along down the way. The Meddler, a small film with Susan Sarandon, got some pretty good reviews. Hello, My Name is Doris, another one, another independent, more of an independent, smaller film with Sally Field has done very well. A film that I've wanted to see here for a while, but it's just now turning up at the Lyric this coming Friday. It's called Sing Street. It's from the director and writer of the films Once and Begin Again. Begin Again, I think, was – Once was the singer-songwriter duo that ended up having a relationship, and then Begin Again was the love story with Keira Knightley and Mark Ruffalo. All this off the top of my head, and all this with only a half a can of Mountain Dew. Excuse me while I grab myself one more brief Mountain Dew break here. Hold on a second. Man, does my brain not work today. Just looking here to see if there was anything else that was coming up here. Hologram for the King, that was a movie that was out with Tom Hanks a little while ago. You would not figure Mr. Blockbuster Tom Hanks and small movie necessarily being something that would tie together. But, yeah, that was in and out of the theaters in a hurry. And I'll pretty much go see just about anything that Tom Hanks is in. So I'm an old... I almost said I'm an old school kind of guy. Old school is just a polite way of saying, no, you're not necessarily old school, Dave. You're just terribly, terribly old. What have we got here? 10:43. I shift my screen over to the. Here you go. What do we got here? Over to music history, and. News on this date. Let's go ahead and take a look at music history first. I'm doing this off the screen here. So generally, I would have had a chance to have pre-read this and taken a peek to tell you what was going on, you know, having gone through this. But we'll go ahead and wing this. 1995, let's see here. Pink Floyd released its 2-CD live LP album, Pulse, in the United States. 1990, a federal judge declared that... Two Live Crews, as nasty as they want to be, was obscene. Can you imagine that? Stevie Wonder delivered an unannounced lecture to a UCLA class studying the record history. He also performed. And John Lennon and Yoko Ono appeared on stage for the first time since 1969 when they joined Frank Zappa for a show at the Fillmore East. Go ahead here very quickly and take a peek at famous birthdays. Famous birthdays this month, this day here include actress Stacey Keenan. She's 41 years old. Musician Damien Hill, also known as Guy, also known as Crazy Legs, is 48 years old. Max Stella of The Sopranos and Doogie Howser is 49. Shawnee Assault, a musician from The White Zombies, is 50 years old today. Guitarist Steve Vai turns 56 years old. Jimmy Jam, a producer back in the day. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis is 60, what do we got here, 57 years old. Bjorn Borg is 60. Tennis player extraordinaire, Sandra Bernhardt, comedian, singer, and actress. Singer? Okay, I'll go ahead and play along with that. She turned 61. Playwright Harvey Firestein is 61. And from the Freddy Krueger movies, the Nightmare on Elm Street films, Mr. Robert Englund turns 68 years old today. So that concludes today's edition of the $12 Radio Show. 133 is a wrap, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that you guys are here today. And hopefully, that it says recording left. I don't know if we're still recording or not. I'm going to hope we are. The live stream of the show has ended, so if you're wondering why it sounds like I'm lost, conceivably, we could have just cut off right there as I was done telling you about the birthdays. But if it hasn't, I'll go ahead and say thank you and good night this afternoon. Please be sure to tune back in to the finale, to this particular run of the $12 Radio Show. We'll be back here bright and early tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. And I would imagine that by then I should have more details on what's happening with the, as I said, the monthly upcoming edition of the 12, not the monthly, the weekly upcoming edition of the $12 Radio Show. Maybe one of my favorite pieces of recorded music is from the Oscar Peterson Trio. It's a great piece of piano jazz, and I think I'm hoping that you'll enjoy it just even half as much as I do. This is called Night Train. It's Oscar Peterson. My name is David Bublitz here, and this has been the episode number 133 of the $12 Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you back here tomorrow.